This segment of In the Field Radio is brought to you by Tattoo Shop Radio, Culture Shock, Wapter Music FM, powered by Zeno.fm, with additional monitoring through Online Radio Box. All right, so Don, how's quarantine been for you?
I mean, it's been good. I haven't stopped working, thank God. We just been adjusting. I mean, outside of the chaos that's been happening, this is a great time to kind of like really reconnect with what you want to do and where you want to go. So definitely a lot of positive stuff happening in the quarantine outside of all of the negative stuff. I don't want to negate the negative stuff, but a lot of positive too.
I think we share that sentiment.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So just for our listeners who might not know, can you give us a little bit about your background in the music industry?
Yeah, so they might know me as Donovan the A&R. I kind of got rid of that stigma because I'm just not just an A&R within the music business. I've started like most people do, going around managing local talent, rubbing elbows, shaking hands, kissing babies with a lot of individuals and just trying to find my way or find myself in this music business. And then I was fortunate enough to end up working with a bunch of people that kind of like opened some doors. So people may not know, it's just, the people behind the scenes is always the one that kind of like push the buttons. So I found myself going around and having opportunities to, street teaming, Hot 97, doing stuff, street teaming, Rockefeller, just being around that whole atmosphere gave me the opportunity to start moving around. Then I became an A&R and started working at Universal for a while. It was an exciting, but then not so exciting. One side, you see a lot of things, and then the other side, it's like, yo, you guys gotta understand that this is a business, and some people just doesn't understand it, but that was like short and skinny of my tenure getting into the business, but I've been doing this now for probably over like 18 plus years, so, and professionally starting to get paid like 60 of those years. So the grind has been nonstop, and honestly, it's been one of those things that you don't understand. People don't understand unless you love something. Man, you only got started paying it 6 years. I'm like, yeah, well, seeing some real money, yeah, 6 years ago. I did get paid, but not in order to take care of my family. I'm here. I can say that music solely. Well, not solely, because I do other things too, but music is one of my, biggest income bringers. It's one of those things that I'm very proud to say that, because a lot of people can't say that. But I'm very proud to say that.
You actually started your own company?
Yes,
I started Vanguard Group.
My own company. I manage a few people, but I started with a buddy of three people of mine. One of them, he worked with Neo for a while, and another one you might know, his name is Mims. He had the song "This Is Why I'm Hot." Mm-hmm. So the three of us formed a company called the Vanguard Group, and it's pretty much a management and production team that house some artists and producers and help them ascend into their dream. This music business is very funny, so it's just having people that actually believe is the biggest part of this thing. It's just like, do you believe in my dream more than I do? And as a manager, you kind of have to put that person in front of you like they're your kid. Like, what they want is what they, is what you want, pretty much.
Yes,
at all times, like I see the movies where people actually make it, the manager is like living and breathing for their artists. Mm-hmm. And then correct. A lot of times today, you'll see a manager is like, I manage so-and-so, but I also want to be a photographer and also want to do all these other things. Oh, yeah. I'm like, whoa,
multiple
you're not
hustles.
A very good manager.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to show you, we're in this quarantine, right? So since we've been inside, I haven't stopped working. So, I have two phones, my laptop, and then I got, I'm in my garage. You can't see it, but I have an office, but it's ransacked by my kids. So this is my quiet time. and this is my office. So in my garage. So, but I haven't stopped working. The label, he still has releases, and you still got to work. So you still got to find the time. And you're talking about Zoom calls, conference calls, emails, all of this while we're going through what we're going through at the moment. And then having to roll out music and roll out this, it's still like the show must go on. That's the difference between, you know, a good manager, I guess you want to say, and then a manager that's want to be the photographer, the rapper, in the video. Then he wants to talk. He wants to talk to the girls that the or the guys mm-hmm. that the artists want to talk to. Listen, man, you'll be if you go on my Instagram page, you'll be lucky to see a picture because I'm about the artists that I work for. So the one thing I can tell you is that I do give a lot for my artists. Sometimes I get burned. Sometimes I don't, you know. So, you know, and it's one of those things that it really, you know, being a manager, it sucks, man, because you can be working for a person with a person. And in the third year, y'all about to get somewhere. And you get a knock on the door and a letter handed in your hand saying that that person doesn't want to work with you anymore. And then, you know, all that work goes out the door. And then you're like, yo, you know, what happened? But what happened was people are just people. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, they see something good over there and they want to jump ship. So the Vanguard group, the meaning of Vanguard is people that want to, you know, have some type of change, right? So what we want to do is we want to make sure that anybody that comes on this side where we're at, we're for the artist, for the producer, for the writer. You know, we're not anti anything, but we're making sure that the, you know, the writer and the artist and everybody gets the proper treatment.
It's important. Mm-hmm. Are you changing your approach about like marketing your artists now that like you have to take into account, is there going to be a second wave? What mm-hmm. if I have to adapt to this inside life? How is that mm-hmm. going to affect how you do things?
All right. So the artist that we have currently, he's signed to Island Records. You know, Island has Shawn Mendes. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest artists they have, but they have a slew of popping artists on their roster. You know, Demi Lovato. So he's in good company. So he's signed to Island Universal, and he is also an influencer. He comes from social media. So I blessed out, because if you think about it, this is his world. This is his world.
He's already comfortable.
He was prepared for this.
He's an only child, and he's been doing social media since he was 13 by himself in his room and shooting content and this is that. So you think now we have to be in our homes. You know, I think when we started quarantine like last month or something like that, he was at like 101,000 followers on Instagram. He went up to like 42,000 in less than a month and a half. And then his numbers on TikTok shot up to like 2,000,001. So he's been pumping out content like ridiculously. And so from a marketing standpoint, obviously everything was online for him anyway, but we have to find new ways to kind of like contact, you know, not the artist, but the fan, his supporters and stuff like that. So we're doing stuff like a lot of these Zooms, like we're doing Zoom meetups. Right. You know, before you have a conventional listening party for, you know, the industry and however, and at the moment we're not able to do that. So I said, you know, what's the sense of doing an industry event for people that probably don't even care about your music anyway? You might as well get the people that support you and have them all on. And because he did one the other day just to do a little test run, probably had about 100 people, probably with like 300 more people trying to get in. And he's like, yo, listen, this is going to be a good thing for us to do and have my supporters come on and just take a listen to, you know, the stuff before it drops. So this is super, super dope for us. And actually, for him, this is, you know, a lot of the other artists that, you know, are very touring artists, getting on the internet was like second, didn't come first. Mm-hmm. But him, he's in hybrid, so he thought content and music together, and now he's doing that. So he's figured a way to master his own path and his own formula, and we're just pushing it. So for me, as a manager, scheduling to make sure that he gets all the stuff done, because we got a project releasing in May 8th, and get the content done, get this stuff together, you know, and still be a manager, time management, making sure all that stuff, and making sure that he sleeps. Like, yo, listen, go to sleep, take a nap. Like, it's one of those, and it's people think it's like, you know, it's just work. You still got to sleep. You have to sleep. So him, he's a very, and the artist's name is Juful. He's very, very self-efficient, which is super dope. He doesn't need to call nobody to come over to his house to hold a camera. He finds ways to just do it. And if you look at his videos, you would think that he had a whole team. And you'd be like, yo, who shot it? I'm like, yo, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. So, you know.
How did you end up linking with him?
So being a manager is like you be around certain artists. So as Deb said, good management, you just, people see your work. I'm going to bring you back where I met him first. I was managing a female artist from Canada, and he had a crush on her. And he sent her an Instagram DM, right? But I was helping her manage her Instagram. So she wasn't talking to him. He was talking to me. So
that's perfect.
Yes. So he was hitting her in the DMs, and it was me he was talking to. So we went to this thing in Orlando called Playlist Live. Playlist Live is probably one of the biggest conventions for social media influencers in the world. You're talking about like 16,000 fans going to go see 8,000 of their biggest YouTube stars, TikTok stars, Instagram stars. Yeah, it's like huge. So we was there, and we walked in, and we was going around because the Marriott where it's at is the biggest one in the world. So that's where we was at, the World Marriott. And I walked past him, and I was with her. And I was like, Julian? Like, his name is Julian, but the way I said it was because I was talking to him. So it was like, I knew him. when I said it, she was like, I said, oh, wait, it's Julian. Like, and then, but it was like almost like I knew him more than she did. Mm-hmm. And then we just kept in touch, man. And his mother and I, his father became cool. And they're just very good. He has very good supportive parents. And we were doing some things. I was doing some things with his parents, like from a business standpoint. And, we just stayed and connect. And his first actual song that he recorded 2 years ago was in my studio. We had in the Lower East Side. We had a studio in the Lower East Side that we were renting out. And he called me one night. He's like, hey, man, is it possible? Can I go use the studio? I'll pay you, for studio time. I'm like, nah, man, just go in there and, rock out, man, do your thing. He's like, for real? I'm like, yeah, man, you're my friend, man. And I think those things that he saw when he started blowing up his first song, he told his mother, he's like, hey, I think Donovan should be the one to manage me. And she was like, I don't know, let's see, because I know he just came out of a situation with another artist, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, this is what he's telling me, I think he should be the one to manage me. And then the rest is history. I'm here, and we've been rocking since last year, but I've known him for like a few years, like 2-3 years. And we just got closer, to Dev's point, man. You gotta be, close with your artist, and you gotta be the one to really, push the artist to where they need to go and really let them understand that they can do anything. Management is just as important as anything else in the music business. Because, sometimes they try to downplay the managers, but that's just how it goes.
It's a huge thing. I've seen so many artists where it's like, oh, wow, this is kind of good. I wish they had a good team. It's so unfortunate they don't have a good team. Mm-hmm. Like, they can be somewhere, but they can't do it themselves.
That was correct.
So,
yeah, that's the big thing, too. We got a team. We got a strong team. So, and that's the best part about it, is that he knows, he can call his team, or, he has management that is experienced enough to give him the leeway to where he needs to go. And that's the best part about it, is just having that opportunity. Like, if he's all over the place, he'd be like, yo, can somebody, like, center this for me so I can go straight? Because he's so, you know, creative people are just, they're just scattered. And you just need somebody to kind of home it in. So, yeah, I guess, you know, that's me.
And he really blew up off TikTok, correct?
Correct. He had a song called, you know, remember the Woe song back before, when the first Woe, that song that came out? And then he did, there was a Woe challenge, and then he did the Woe challenge. And that song took off for him. And, you know, LeBron James kids were posted it, like Black China, I think Shade Room, a bunch of people, Michelle Obama, all these, like, other people started it, right? And then he released a song like a month and a half later called Who Are You? Mm-hmm. And that's the song that took off. So you're talking about everybody from Will Smith to Steve Harvey to I think Julian Castro, like he was a presidential nominee, candidate. It took off, man. It took off last year. And that's what pretty much got his attention. Got one of the labels' attention, and we met up probably about like 16 labels, probably 16 plus labels, man. And it's only to, you know, to credit to him, honestly. It had not, I tell people all the time, like, I was just there to facilitate it, but it was all him. He had the vision of what he wanted. He was very intentional on what he wanted to do, and he got it done. So it's just understanding that you have to have that mindset for the artist. And I guess every manager would want to be in my position, right? So, because there's a lot of managers that are not, and I'm just very grateful, because, you know, he's an artist that he works. And that's the other thing too, is that artists don't work hard and think that the manager is the funding base, and that's not it.
I was like, where do people find the money to talk about it?
So the difference between a manager, a manager manages everything you do. So, like for an artist, I would tell an artist, if you don't need a manager at the moment, don't, just continue to work and the manager will come, because some people don't got nothing to manage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And that's very true. Artists don't realize that sometimes. They think they need a manager.
It sounds good, right? Like, yeah, I need a manager. And then and you listen to the music and you're like, yo, you got one song, what do you need a manager for? Yeah, you know, I'm not saying it's not right, it's not good to be prepared. Give them something to manage first before you want to take on that task. And a manager is not your funding base unless you guys go into business together. You know what I'm saying? And if you go in business with him or her, then you go half. They're still entitled to a percentage of whatever else you do, especially if they're managing your affairs. So if you guys what I see a lot of people doing now is that they're going into business with their manager, which is okay, cool. They start a company, but then they forget the managerial part, that they still gotta pay. Like when they get paid, however they get paid from, they still gotta pay the person that's helping them schedule everything. Like, no, well, you're a part of my company, like, no, but I still manage you. So, you know,
so the whole separate job, yeah.
And you have those companies now, like Rock Nation, they're label and they manage. You got these individuals that are doing these monstrous deals, and they're management and they have the label side. So, you know, I tell people, I tell these artists and I tell managers all the time, like, you don't gotta want to be them, but use them as inspiration. I use Coach K. I use him as an inspiration, and look what's going on with them. They have a monster company. So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to do that. And there's companies like Maverick. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. Maverick, they got like Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj. You want to make sure that you're understanding what industry level and beyond. So the goal for me is just continuously learning and continue being inspired.
What's some advice that you would give to up-and-coming artists and producers?
So for the upcoming artists, one thing I would like them to understand is that your fate is in your hands at the moment. Stop going around letting people think that you have to help me my dream. Nobody has to do anything. Nope. And I think the sense of entitlement at the moment is like at an all-time high. So they see all these, you know, these big artists are getting these deals or they're getting these massive success, and they think they just started. So a lot of these artists don't take the oven bake route. They want the microwave route, you know. But you could be microwaved, and in the middle of when you microwave it, it'd be cold, right? So you could be, so you hot all around, and then when you get to the good part, it's like cold and nasty. And all they should do is be patient and work on their stuff while they're getting to know the business or while it. And when I say get even mastering your craft, and some people may hear that and say, man, I don't got that much time. Well, that's the problem. You're putting time on everything. I'm not saying that time is definitely our most valuable thing. But sometimes some people ain't ready for some things. And most artists don't want to hear that because everybody wants to be Uzi Vert. Everybody want to be those guys, but they don't want to put the work in. Like, I would tell people to look at people like Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is a great example to show independent artists, because now he's now independent, but he was moving like he was independent before. He shows you how to be an artist. He said, I saw an interview. He was like, listen, the videos that I shot, I shoot them. I bought the cameras. I make sure I edit everything. I sat down in the studio and did dub plates for every DJ, every this. So the concept of work, a lot of these new artists, they don't like to work. They think they sent a few messages on Instagram and they did a lot of work. I don't know if you guys encountered that, especially if you're having a show. I'm pretty sure everybody.
Spam is not a is not a marketing campaign. That's a what we tell people.
Exactly. That's what I would give for the producer. I would say, try to work with as many people as possible, and do split sheets, man. If people don't pay you up front, okay, cool. But make sure that you get your business together when it comes to, like, because people may put out a record and it may go, and now you want to run behind them, like, yo, we got to fill this paper out. Just do the paperwork, man. It's just something as simple as registering the record and doing what you got to do. Make sure your percentage is there. And then let's just say the record does take off. And if something goes left, you have paperwork to stay. You can go to court. And I would hope people can deal with it without going that route. But they just have to take their time and do their paperwork and make sure that they're being open-minded with the sounds. And if you're able to get paid in the front end, do that too. But just because we know how this business works, and people do things on a hope and a wish, but being that they're doing that, that's fine. But still do your paperwork.
Yeah, I don't think I don't have anything else. Deb, do you have any questions?
I'm good. I mean, I'm a little upset that I'm paying to go to college. I literally, the first module said the same thing about the same product and, like, why people buy different.
No, I mean, listen. No, I'm just kidding. Devin, I'm going to tell you, Devin, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, though, but I'm not saying people not supposed to go to school. What I'm saying is you use it for what you can use it for. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't learn something, if you wanted to learn something and you wanted to get it, from school, you can learn. You can get it there. You can mix it. You can do school and real life. So it's on you, but don't be mad. It's okay.
Yeah, thank you. I think this was really informative.
No problem, man. Whatever. And please, please, please don't hesitate. Hit me. Whatever. If I could get anybody for you guys else to speak to or whoever, I'll send them your way. Let's make sure that, they do that. It's those things is actually the best part about this business is helping people. So a lot of people say, yo, there's not a lot of people that help people in this business. They just want to take advantage. I hear you, but there's a lot of people that don't want to, and my team and I, we're one of those people. So whatever you guys hit me, like, can we do this, can we do that, if we have it, we'll send it your way.
Thank you. Super appreciate that.
I appreciate you guys.
No doubt, anytime. You're welcome. At In the Field anytime.
Yes. I appreciate that. And Mike, you know, Mike, you know, he set this up. So, shout out to my guy, Mike. So I'm excited to see what happens with you guys.
Thank you.
Now we cool. Now we're family now, right?
So absolutely.
So just hit me.
Hey, are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Well, you can stop overthinking it because the hardest part is actually getting started. And that's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout makes it easy to launch your podcast and has already helped over 100,000 people just like you start and grow their own podcast. With Buzzsprout, you can have your show listed on all major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players you can embed on other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. Stop waiting. Start your own podcast today and get a $20 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes below. This lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, and it helps support our show.